If you've driven down Bay Street in downtown Jacksonville recently, chances are you've seen bulldozers removing the remains of the old City Hall Annex. It and the old courthouse are being removed at a cost of $8 million. What city planners like Ennis Davis see, though, is an assault on mid-century architecture that's bad for a vibrant downtown. He shares his heartbreak with us in this Valentine's Day edition of The Jackson on WJCT. So Ennis, when you look around downtown and you see the demolition crews, you're thinking history is repeating itself.
Today we treasure the works of Henry John Clouthelot, the architect who really brought the Prairie School style of architecture to Jacksonville. But in the 70s and 80s, that style had become considered outdated, and we demolished a lot of that work. Today we see that as treasured architecture. Also today, we're looking at the architecture that replaced a lot of Clouthelot's work, mid-century architecture, as something blighted and dated. And many of the demolitions we've had recently have been mid-century buildings.
What are some examples?
The recent implosion of City Hall Annex. Some would tell you that was a blighted building. Others would tell you that was a perfectly fine building from a structural standpoint. That could have been considered for adaptive reuses. Another building would have been the Greyhound bus station, demolished probably 6 or 7 months ago, and is currently being replaced with a parking lot. A similar building that Greyhound once owned in Savannah was actually transformed into a restaurant and nightclub that still operates today.
The City Hall Annex building, when that was demolished a couple of weeks ago, you had people having demolition watch parties. It was kind of a celebratory mood, but you're not really celebrating that.
Well, it's not really something that should be celebrated from a standpoint of walkability and synergy. It's a microcosm of several dead blocks of activity within the downtown core, and that they are owned by the city of Jacksonville. The key to downtown redevelopment, not just in Jacksonville, but across the globe in general, is having a cohesive pedestrian and human-scaled environment. So anytime you end up with a dead block of activity, whether you plant an area with sod or we turn into a parking lot and it just doesn't have interaction at the streetscape, you end up with the inability to create the type of synergy needed to have a vibrant downtown core.
So instead of tearing down mid-century architecture, what should we be thinking about doing?
Well, first of all, you never can save every single building. However, you should always consider the potential of adaptive reuse because it allows you to do things that maybe your market can't necessarily support from ground up. When you have an existing building, you have an opportunity for that building to be the subsidy itself. A good example is down in downtown Orlando. A former public building there was renovated into a loft hotel a couple years ago. Mid-century building, similar to what the City Hall Annex was, is now a modern building in the heart of town with some unique hotel rooms as well as some unique retail spaces and public spaces at the street level. And so as a result, downtown Orlando has a block that is unique to downtown Orlando. And so if the city has a particular vision of what it wants downtown to be, if it wants it to be vibrant and walkable, the easiest thing it could do is RFP and release that property to be put back on the marketplace. That doesn't necessarily mean the taxpayer has to subsidize the demolition of a building on it. Let the market decide what needs to happen there and let the market pay for it.
That's Ennis Davis. I'm WJCT News Director Jessica Palumbo, and this is The Jackson on WJCT.
Support for The Jackson on WJCT comes from the Jacksonville Police and Fire Pension Fund.